Talk Live. You can bring up what you want in this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about the war on drugs and actually managed to find a drug warrior who called in without even us asking for drug warriors to call in, which is nice because we were always asking for that to happen, and it very, very rarely ever does. So that led to an interesting conversation about legalization or decriminalization of drugs and the reasons for it. And we continue here with a conversation with John in Austin, Texas. John, who was pointing out just a few moments ago, a position that I at one time was familiar with because I once held it myself. Mark, I believe you also held a similar position
yes.
in the past. And that, John, just a recap for our listeners that might just be tuning in, was that you said that you could understand why marijuana should be decriminalized or legalized and, you know, maybe mushrooms or something like that because those are more natural than, say, something like MDMA or LSD or crack cocaine.
Same
or
words
like
have come
that.
Out of my mouth.
And so so does that pretty much accurately represent where you were coming from?
Yeah, the drugs that have to be basically manufactured. Like we were talking, I had mentioned ecstasy.
Yes.
And I can't remember which one of you said it, but it would have been a legal drug and it was legalized. And I just remembered during the break, the reason it was legal was and why they called it designer drugs was they would alter the molecular structure so that it couldn't be classified. And until they changed the law,
that's not correct. No, I'm sorry. It was used for marriage counseling. They do make designer drugs, and what you're saying is true. That was not true for ecstasy. Ecstasy was a drug that was used for marital counseling, psychiatrists, and things like that.
MDMA is the actual short chemical version of the street name drug ecstasy, and MDMA is very, very specific in how it's constructed. But I want to get back to the point that you were making, and then we can continue on into where we're going next. But the point you were making before is that, well, these street drugs, these chemical-y drugs are very dangerous because there's no quality control methods, and so you never know what you're going to get. And indeed, when you go to a club or you go to a rave or something like that and you're offered what they call ecstasy, there is no guarantee that what you're getting is pure MDMA. What you may be getting is what's more commonly known as a bean on the street, which is essentially a bunch of different drugs. It's probably mostly speed. It could be DXM. There could be all kinds of different things in there. And so that could be dangerous because somebody's expecting one thing and they get something else. But that's actually a point for legalization because, well, how many aspirin bottles have you ever bought that were made in somebody's back kitchen or in their shed? Well, that's because those products are legal,
right.
And they're available through the legal marketplace where people can compete openly to provide those products to their customers, and they can compete on the basis of product purity, and they can compete on the basis of safety, and those things aren't available in the black market. So really, that's a strong, strong point for legalization, because if people are able to purchase things legally, then they know exactly what they're getting. They can get dosage information, they can get harm reduction tips, and it's all out in the open. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, but here's the other thing, the other side of the equation for me also is these drugs are, when misused, just tear people's lives apart.
Can you say that about alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol too.
Should we make that illegal again?
No, but
why?
here's where I'm going with this, guys.
Okay.
All right. We know what these drugs can do to people. We know what alcohol can do. We know what prescription drugs can do.
I know what people do to themselves, but
I think the way we're fighting the war on drugs right now is not effective.
Absolutely true.
What would you like to see instead?
I would like to see a real education program so that people understand exactly what this stuff is, what it can do to you, okay, an education program. And I think warning and prevention would go a long way to eliminate the problem.
So why not end the war on drugs, stop throwing drug users and dealers in jail, make it so that they can be purchased in the legitimate marketplace, and engage in a campaign of education?
Possibly so.
That would be a good thing, because then not all of the... first of all, jail does not help an addict. I'm sorry, it doesn't. I mean, I've been in jail with addicts before, and all they talk about is getting out so they can get another fix. Plus, some of them can actually get their fix in jail. So jail is, in fact, I mean, talk about proof that the war on drugs doesn't work. The fact is, drugs can get into prisons. I mean, that's just how effective the black market is at doing what it does. So we stop putting innocent, peaceful people in prison. That would go a long way to keeping families whole and helping people with their problems. And if people have a problem, they can seek the help they're looking for.
It would cut down on street crime.
You better believe it.
Yeah. I mean,
and people would be safer. And the users would be safer because they wouldn't have to be buying from black market sources, which are, as you rightly pointed out, very risky things to do. Instead, they could go to a legitimate source where the drug is guaranteed to be pure, and they would then you would see a lot. You would not see hardly any overdoses in that case unless someone made it up a concerted effort to overdose themselves. Many drug overdoses you hear about today are simply because they're purchasing black market product, and they don't really realize the potency of what it is they're buying until it's too late. Thank you for the call tonight, John. Appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231. We go to lady listeners first. It's Paula, also listening in Austin. Hello, Paula.
I just wanted to respond, kind of get into the same vein of conversation.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask both of you if you have children.
I have a 10-month-old baby.
Okay. I've had three children. When they get around 10 to 13, they do stupid stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. And one of the things, I had both my sons go through a drug problem, and I had to get in, they had to get into a treatment deal. And as a parent, I had to be educated because I knew nothing. Mm-hmm. The generation I came up in, we just didn't do drugs, okay? But what
really?
I'm saying is, no. Well,
what generation are you?
I came out of the 60s, but I never was compelled to do drugs.
I see. So it was you and maybe your friends that didn't do drugs. I can tell you there was a lot of drugs going on back then. But
they were.
What's the point you're making here?
Okay. Look at how many lives have been destroyed. And see, it's really hard to make a decision until you've actually walked through the problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And many people have died. Okay, look at a lot of movie stars. Carol O'Connor's son committed suicide,
sure.
I believe. Mary Tyler Moore's son committed suicide. Anna Nicole Smith's son committed suicide, or he overdosed or whatever. But the whole thing is that kids start this stuff when they're very young, about 10 to 13, and they're stupid. And what I learned in the anti-drug programs is that children are addicted immediately, like within a week, whereas an adult, say you're 17 or 18 and you try this stuff, you can make a choice and say, yeah, I'll do it, or no, I won't. But
I'm not sure
children,
I understand, Paula, what you're
Paula,
getting at.
I'm not advocating
here.
That children do drugs. You realize that? I have a question for you.
No, I'm not saying that. Did you say that I was advocating children?
No. Right. Well, it's just you're talking about children shouldn't do drugs, and I think children should not do drugs.
Yeah, no one has said they should.
You said your sons had some problems with drugs when they were younger, and I did too. My problems didn't start till I was 15 or 16.
Okay.
But I ended up going to prison for 9 years. Would your sons have been better off if they had spent 9 years in prison?
Absolutely not.
Right. So,
absolutely not.
I mean, do you see how, like, maybe incarceration isn't working and, like, we need something else?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but
okay.
I want to make.
I'm glad you see that because we never suggested that children should use drugs on this show. The reality of the situation is, Paula, is that your sons got their hands on drugs when they were illegal. So the illegality has not kept them out of your son's hands. In point of fact, as we were discussing with John a moment ago, it has made those situations far more dangerous than they might otherwise be.
It's the thrill. Kids go, well, I'm not supposed to do this. This makes it exciting, okay?
That's another reason to legalize it, because then they would no longer have the forbidden fruit effect attached to them.
Right.
Then it would no longer be as sexy to be engaging in doing drugs because it wouldn't be illegal anymore. So I think it'd go a long way to reducing children's use of drugs.
It'd
Thank
still
you.
Be sexy because they would be likely there would still be age restrictions on getting the drugs.
I don't think there should be those.
And cigarettes have the same forbidden fruit aspect.
I agree. I think that all age restrictions should be wiped out, and each store owner should decide for themselves
and
what
parents.
Age restrictions they have. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
You're walking down the aisles of the grocery store, innocently minding your own business when your eye is drawn to the marketing on every package. Low carb, fat-free, heart-healthy, organic, no sugar added. It's hard to ignore these messages from the fronts of all those packages. They're designed to get your attention. Don't succumb so easily. Not until you've checked out the label on the back. The box may say light, but that doesn't mean it's light by the standards of someone trying to lose weight. The truth is, while manufacturers cannot lie to you about the nutrition facts or ingredients in their products, they can easily mislead you. Understanding a nutrition label is really pretty easy if you know what you're looking for. And scour the product label for all the information you need to make an informed decision. It's the difference between success and failure on your path to weight loss. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Totally free for you at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a living will or trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. I have used it, and it is fast and easy.
Lady callers come first. We go to Melissa, listening in Austin. Melissa, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to this whole war on drugs conversation, and I'm very tired of it. I'm tired of everybody having this, like, everybody wants to be a mom kind of approach to it. We're not the American people's parents. We don't need to make laws to keep them from doing things. We're human beings, man. If we decide to make bad decisions, that's our own fault. I'm not saving anyone's child by voting for a law to keep pot, you know, illegal. I don't even want to get into how great the plant itself, marijuana, is and how useful it is. But
no, you're not saving any children. You're absolutely right. In fact, you're putting them in danger of possibly having to spend a few years in prison. Who would want that for their kids?
Exactly. I mean, I grew up in Miami, Florida, so I got into drugs probably at like 10 or 11 years old. I started doing drugs. And it wasn't the fact that they were illegal that I was after them. It was the fact that everybody around me was doing them. They were interesting. It was intriguing, things like that. And beyond the whole illegal drugs, I mean, the legal drugs that people are giving their kids are so much worse. And people are saying that, oh, yeah, they know about what those do. No, they don't. The FDA doesn't have enough time to actually do, like, absolute, like, real testing on these drugs. We see kids killing themselves all the time because of getting off of Paxil, getting off of Zoloft, all these other drugs that the doctors are prescribing to everyone nowadays. It's like, are you kidding me? You're talking about pot and cocaine. That used to be in soda, by the way. You know, cocaine used to be in Coke. And, I mean, I don't find the logic in making these drugs illegal and spending all of this money to house people that aren't quote-unquote criminals, in my opinion. They're
right.
Not
it's,
criminals.
Yeah, it's madness. I mean, you're right. The amount of money is tremendous that's being spent to enforce and to house these, enforce the laws and to house the victims. And, you know, you're just absolutely spot on, especially when you talk about the pharmaceuticals. And there are different reasons and different motivations for these politicians and their ilk to continue the war on drugs.
Money.
Power. Money and power for the most part. And that translates over to the pharmaceutical realm. Mark, you had mentioned briefly in the brief discussion we had about MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy on the street, that it has been used successfully in psychological exercises. So you'd go in with a psychologist or
psychiatrist,
and they would administer a dose of MDMA to a patient that may have had a very traumatic experience. Perhaps they'd been molested as a child or something awful happened to them, or, you know, the husband beat them or something like that. And they found that this drug allows people to open up themselves. It allows them to break down that wall that they've built up in their mind to block out that experience, and allows them to really really address it, in many cases for the very first time in their lives.
Right.
So they've had some tremendous results that and these people have had life-changing experiences. Mushrooms have also had similar
results.
Mushrooms,
yeah, I was about
results.
To say, I've had that experience myself when I was younger, and that's what made me quit drugs. Are you kidding me? I was on mushrooms the day that I decided I wasn't going to touch them again.
Can
you
imagine, though? I mean, if it turns out that MDMA or mushrooms or something like that is such a powerful substance that it allows people to deal with the trauma they've had in their lives so they aren't depressed anymore, one dose or a few doses could solve somebody's problem or lead to them solving their problem on their own, whereas the drug you're talking about, the pharmaceutical drugs, the plan there is that, well, you are going to take this drug for the rest of your life. And
you're going to ignore your problems.
Yeah.
You're going to just feel better about it because you're all drugged up.
Right. You're going to cover it up. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on. But that's, you know, that's another motivation for the pharmaceutical industry to promote the war on drugs. And, of course, we know that organizations like the alcohol distributors or the alcohol manufacturers, the cigarette manufacturers, they certainly don't want any new competitors in the marketplace. So these are the organizations that form the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. Pharmaceutical companies, alcohol companies, cigarette companies, these are the people that are trying to keep drugs out of the hands of children, the illegal drugs, so they can have their drugs in their hands instead. It's tragic.
Exactly. And the other funny thing about a couple of your last callers talking about all the trouble kids get into. Hello, my friend just went into a mental institute because he was making so much money selling illegal drugs on the streets. He was making so much money, he couldn't even think. The economy's going to hell, but everybody's still buying all these drugs. So he was making all this money, getting all this free drugs, and now he's gone crazy. Like, he's literally, he took a little bit too much and is now in the crazy house.
Right, wow. Drugs are dangerous.
If it was illegal, though, he wouldn't have been making that kind of money off of it, he would never have had these problems. You know what I mean? It's like alcohol is one of the most horrifying drugs in the world. It is so bad for you, your liver, your body, your mind. It's so bad, but everybody wants to fight this, like, these other little, you know, I mean, there's so many other drugs out there that are so much more mild, you know? I think alcohol is one of the
most... More people die every year from prescription drugs that are prescribed to them by doctors than from drugs that are, you know, illegal.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, the doctors are cashing the checks, man. They're cashing the checks. It doesn't even matter what your symptoms are anymore. They just want to pop a pill in you and get you on the streets and get you to keep buying it for the rest of your life because they sign a contract.
Thank you for calling tonight. I really appreciate it. And hey, when you get a chance, head over to our Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com and send us your submission.
Not a beauty contest.
No, it's
just
not.
Female listeners. Old, young, black, white, fat, thin.
We continue with your phone calls. We go to Martin in California. Martin, you are on Free Talk Live. Martin,
hey,
California.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've been on here for a long time. Let me ask a simple question. Is there an MP3 available of your of most of your shows? I'm just curious.
Freetalklive.com, right there on the front page. You can get MP3s going back for an entire year.
Oh, great, because I want to hear Jim Babcock explain all his stories. Yeah, man, I've been on so long, I've been listening to all this drug talk. JB, wow, that's been a while ago. JB and a lot of people that are... who want to make drugs illegal, they're about half right. They all got a half a point. Drugs are bad. No problem. But I'm looking at just pick the economics of the situation. We spend, I don't know how many hundreds of billions of dollars and have no particular effect. On the availability of drugs.
They don't even have a plan for what we want to see happen to drugs.
Actually, it's been a reverse.
Drugs are bad and they should go away.
It's been a reverse effect, actually. Drugs are more available than they've ever been.
I'm a cigarette addict. I'm sorry. I'm an old man. I'm probably going to die of some disease from it, but that's the way it goes. But if some 13-year-old came up to me on the street and said, hey, could you buy me a pack of cigarettes? I'd say, oh, forget it. What do I want to get in trouble giving cigarettes to underage people for? There's no way I can make a dollar on this, right?
Somebody will do it for
me. I'm just saying, there's no bang for the buck. I can get in a whole bunch of trouble, and I can make a dollar. Forget it.
Whereas if it was illegal, then you could make a lot more than a dollar.
Oh, then I could make a lot of money. Well, that's what keeps all this stuff going. Is it stealing?
Yep, you're right. Martin, thanks for the call, dude. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. lives. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it. Getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S. You'll lose some weight.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including live streams and more, all free for you, freetalklive.com.
Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. CDEvolution.org. That's CDEvolution.org.
Continuing with your phone calls, we go to, I believe, Ben is on the line in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Ben.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I'm thinking you'll be an advocate of my proposal then, if you guys want to free narcotics.
If we want to free what?
If you want to make narcotics legal.
Oh, very good, sir. What's your proposal?
People can buy it, but when they do, they got to sign a paper that says they forfeit their right to government welfare for the rest of their life.
No problem.
I'll sign that paper.
As a matter of fact, I would say that the people don't have a right to government welfare at all. Rights are things that you're born with, so you have the right to speak.
I'm not done yet.
Yep.
The people are caught falling on the street, black market, then we can impose the death penalty on them, correct?
Wait a minute.
Why would they want to sell them on the streets if they were...
Someone will always want to sell it on the street.
You mean versus... I'm sorry.
As soon as you make it legal to sell over the counter, you can bet your bottom dollar that the people that sell on the street are going to lower their prices to compete with the government.
Are people selling
the only way to achieve what you want to achieve is for the government to start handing it out at the health care centers, at the health department.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't believe for a second that the government should be handing out anything, because that requires me to pay for somebody else's drug addiction, and I don't see any reason for that. But I do have a question. Why would the drug dealers sell on the streets? Are moonshine dealers selling on the streets these days? I mean,
absolutely.
Can you compete against... I'm sorry, what?
He said, yes. Absolutely.
I think that moonshine is a very small problem in the United States, sir.
Actually, moonshine is a growing problem in the United States.
How many people are out?
Only because of licensing and taxes.
Well, you know, here's the root thing. You know, I have no problem if they want to legalize narcotics. I don't. I don't think it's going to put a dent in the crime rate. The problem.
Wow, you really haven't. You really don't know what you're talking about. But go ahead with your thoughts.
No. I don't think it will. I don't think it will, because these people that get strung out on narcotics, just like the other guy said earlier, eventually they're not going to be able to work or hold a job. So they're going
it's
to be
nonsense.
Homeless.
It's nonsense.
It's
you're
absolutely
presuming
not true.
Not
hold on just a second. Are you familiar with Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, very, very.
I think he did a very successful radio program with like 22 million listeners.
He was high on the air.
Well, being high on heroin or the equivalent, Oxycontins or whatever.
Well, your
argument simply doesn't hold water.
Let me ask you a question. Would you want to go to work and build a building that was designed by an architect that was a heroin addict?
I don't know whether the building would matter, but I sure wouldn't want the guys constructing it to be all messed up. But I think when a person a company makes a mistake, they should be responsible for the mistakes that they've made.
Strung out on heroin.
How do you keep them from doing that now, sir?
You can't, but you don't really think that they're gonna get you there?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The rudimentary problem is eventually people that work are going to come to work high, especially after we legalize it and people get strung out on the stuff all over the place. People do not have the ability to control a drug addiction. It grows progressively worse over time, and they get more strung out on it, more strung out on it, more strung out. I've seen 23-year-old people that have not a tooth in their head because of crack.
So they should be put in a jail cell? So they already have enough problems in the world with their crack addiction, but you're saying that on top of that they should be put in a jail cell. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, he's not suggesting that.
I'm telling you is you're trying to legalize something that people granted, people can't exhibit self-control over cigarettes and alcohol. Before you jump on that bandwagon, I'm going to hand you that brownie already.
I'd like to say I had a friend who was in his late 20s who had pancreatitis from alcohol consumption killing himself.
And you know what? That's his problem too.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. But here's the thing.
And it's the problem of his family.
More people, alcohol is something that you drink, you get progressive, you fall into alcoholism, you get drunk. You can't go to work the next day, okay? Drug addiction, namely i.e. crack or methamphetamine, goes to the point that it gains so much ravenous control over a person that they can no longer function without methamphetamine or crack.
Eventually,
they may show up for a year and build the building strung out on crack. Eventually, they're not going to be able to function unless they have it three or four times a day.
It's tragic, dude. Drug addiction is tragic.
Listen to me. This is where you have a fault in your plan.
All right, give it to me.
When they're homeless, when they're hungry, and when they have nowhere else to go, and no way to earn the money, how are you going to keep them from preying on the law-abiding people in America?
How many homeless drunks do you see hurting people?
All the time.
You are out of your mind. The fact is, I lived in Sarasota, Florida. There was a very large homeless population downtown. Those people panhandled for their money, and they got it.
Hey, so you're telling me you want the streets filled with panhandlers?
I don't want the streets filled with panhandlers. Hold on. Alcohol's addictive, and you've said it yourself. Why in the world isn't the street filled with panhandlers for alcohol?
You said yourself alcohol is a damaging and controlling thing. Okay?
I'd rather have a panhandler than somebody slit my kid's throat.
Well, listen.
Listen, I'm listening to a madman.
The panhandlers you said in Sarasota were drunks, correct?
I assume that that's what their problem was.
Okay. Imagine those people you saw in Sarasota. Imagine that about times six or seven.
Okay, so are you suggesting here, Ben, that in the event of drug legalization, the amount of drug addicts would go up?
Yes, absolutely.
You have no evidence to back that up whatsoever. In point of fact, what I would suggest that you do...
Before drugs were legalized, we had about the same population of drug addicts in America that we do now.
Go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. That's former law enforcement officers and a few current law enforcement officers that have come to the conclusion, the right conclusion, that the drug war is insane. They have the statistics on their website that point out exactly what you just said, Mark, that the amount of addicts that we have today is proportional to the amount of addicts that we had before the drug war started.
These are cops, former cops, current cops.
They know what they're talking about, okay?
So there's a lot of them.
Right. You go and you do the research and you look at the numbers yourself. And even if it were true,
I can't believe this guy was talking about panhandlers as though panhandlers are the most terrible thing. I would rather have a panhandler ask me for money on the street, and I hate panhandlers.
Oh, yeah,
you know it. I hate them. I had one guy slit my car. I'm just assuming it was male. Slit my car top in order to get the change out of my car.
Well, that wasn't a panhandler. That was probably a crackhead.
But you're talking about the same sort of people. I mean, panhandlers obviously haven't necessarily harmed anyone or their property. But, I mean, when you're dealing with crackheads, you're dealing with people breaking into people's houses. What happens when you come home and there's somebody in the house? People get hurt that way.
Yeah.
I would rather be asked for money by some dirty person that smells like urine than I would to have my child or my wife hurt. Thank you very much.
Right, and the reality is...
I'm not saying that the solution of legalizing drugs is utopia.
No.
I'm saying it beats the crap out of what we're doing.
Absolutely. The current situation...
Moonshine's a terrible problem in the United States. I mean,
he has no credibility.
What kind of fantasy world is this guy living in?
He threw his credibility right out the window if he'd ever had any to begin with that statement. It's an easy choice. You either have the current situation where people are being thrown into prison cells, people who are completely peaceful and who've not harmed others, being thrown into prison cells by the hundreds of thousands in this country, families' lives being destroyed because of the drug war, or we can legalize drugs where only a few people who are actually addicted will have problems, which they already have problems today, and at least if they're addicted in a legal world, they aren't afraid to go and get help for themselves. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults.
You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Phone lines are hot with people that want to talk about the drug issue. Toll-free, you can always bring up anything, though, at any time. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It is the live Saturday edition, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Somebody was asking earlier if they could listen to archives of the show. Yes, of course. Of course, and you can do it for free. You don't have to log in. There are no ads you have to click on. There's no strings attached. You just go to freetalklive.com and you download them. And if you want to help us out, well, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want access to some perks, like the Ample Me call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That again is amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, so we go to Steve listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, so many different points and so many different postulates. I don't know. When I was young and I was smoking marijuana, and I wanted the enlightening experience of it. And I read Carlos Castaneda's book, you know, where he did a little peyote trip.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I read a Carlos Castaneda book, but I don't know which. I think there were several, and I'm not sure which one you read.
I've never done peyote myself. I have tripped on other things, but not peyote. But what was your point?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was young, it was an enlightenment. And then when I got older, you know, I decided that, you know, that's not what I wanted to do anymore. So I just quit, and I just really don't understand why people are so hooked on it and they don't have the self-determination to just stop. I mean, you know, yeah. Reality is reality.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I didn't call the earlier when the guy suggested earlier that drugs get people hooked and it's all the drugs. I didn't really call him out on it as much as I probably should have. As you pointed out, there are a lot of points to rebut. But you're absolutely right. We had a former one of our former co-hosts on this show, Melissa, when we were down doing a show out of Sarasota. She at one time had a crack addiction, which is supposed to be, you know, the worst addiction out there. And indeed, I mean, she was pretty hooked on it. She was doing things like, you know, giving a dealer, a BJ, and stealing things in order to support her habit. But at one point in her life, she decided that it had gone too far, and she quit. So, yeah, I think when people are ready, they seek the help that they're looking for, or they find it within themselves to make the change that they need to in their life. And I think to blame the drug is, oh, well, the drug is, you know, you're addicted. It's all because of the drug. I think that disempowers people. And I think it's just
it's
basically...
It's also not reality. The drug doesn't pick itself up and do itself.
No doubt about
it. Right. Yeah, and another thing, you guys, I listened to you earlier when you had your guest speaker on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and went to downsizedc.com or .org, and I am registered now.
Excellent. It's a great website. Very useful.
It's, you know, it really empowers the average person to have at least some effect, some tiny, tiny, minuscule effect in Washington, D.C. You know, the fact is these, you go in, you vote, and your little vote doesn't seem to matter one way or the other as far as the politicians go. Many people don't even know who they're voting for. They don't even know the names of the individuals they're voting for. They don't know whether they're corrupt or anything like that. And they go do whatever they want in Washington, and you can have some small effect. Unfortunately, the lobbyists seem to have a larger effect, and so we just have to have sheer numbers.
And another thing that I did, too, is I emailed Keith Malinak, which is the program director for WFC 94.3 in Charleston.
We like Keith.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. And, I mean, he and I had the same issues on the bailout. We went to Lindsey Graham, Jim DeMint, and Henry Brown, our representatives in this area. And we were, like, so dismayed and disillusioned. We're like, you know, what's the point? But now with downsizedc.org, it's so much better because we can actually, you know, write a little bit, and they put it in their format for their webpage and send it as a personal letter, and, you know, they can't spam it.
And I'm sure, I don't know if you've had, I don't know how much discussion you've had with Keith there. He is, for those that don't know, he's the program director of the station. He, and also one of the morning show guys there. Might be a good guest for the morning show locally. I'm sure Jim Babka would be more than happy to come on and make an appearance. And I think that would kind of stir up some good discussions as well.
Keith know.
Very good, sir. Thank you for your call tonight, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I have a special a place in my heart for Charleston because one of my best friends lives there and listens to the show on Saturday nights. And I was sure it would be really great if we were on six nights a week there so I could, you know, bug him 18 hours a week. But, you know, I love the place.
Well, I know that they've gotten some positive feedback from the listeners. It's a tough job, you know, Mark, being on Saturday nights and expanding out to the weeknight gig, especially when somebody is established in that current position. So
sure.
When Michael Savage, I think it's Savage they have on there, when he has a heart attack,
he's going to blow a blood vessel. He's going to have an aneurysm.
He can't make it for much longer, I don't think. So once he goes away, maybe that'll be our opportunity. So 800-259-9231. Oh, and speaking of contacting program directors and telling them how you feel about Free Talk Live, please give them a call. Let them know that you appreciate the show, let them know you'd appreciate hearing more Free Talk Live. So if all you're getting is Saturday nights or only a couple hours of the Saturday show, ask them to expand it out to all three, or ask them to expand it to weeknights as well. In fact, if you hate the show, call up and tell them you hate us. Apparently, Ben, who we were talking to earlier, has called in back to the board operator to express how upset he is that he says he can't believe we're tarnishing Russia's reputation, and he's calling WFLA to let him know.
But Rush Limbaugh admitted to having what essentially was a heroin addiction. I mean, it's the purified pharmaceutical version, but he had a really great, you know, he held his job. I don't feel like we've tarnished Russia's reputation.
It's actually a compliment.
I'll be happy to go ahead and tarnish Russia's reputation. Russia's he's an attack dog for the Republican Party. He said himself he carries the water for these people, and the fact is he doesn't care about freedom. He doesn't care about small government. He cares about Republicans getting elected. There's some tarnishment for you.
So, yeah, hey, whether you're happy with Free Talk Live or pissed, call the program director and let them know. I'm sure they'll appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue also to South Carolina, WSCFM, and JR. You're on the air, JR, on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
That's super. What's on your mind?
Hey, by the way, I like the show, by the way, so I'll let you know that.
Yeah, thanks very much. Go ahead.
And the deal with the drugs, guys, I'm with you to a point.
Okay.
I think you could let drugs like marijuana go. I mean, I don't really see the point in arresting people for something that's kind of about the same effect as a cigarette. The much harder drugs, I don't think you can, because if you make them more readily available, then they're probably going to actually probably steal more from people, because they're more readily available when they're out of cash. They're gonna go looking, because it's easier for them to pick up the drug.
Well, I think I understand what you're saying, and I sort of do understand. It makes sense to me that if heroin were available in the drugstore, that more people would try it, and therefore one might imagine. I don't know much about heroin. But one might imagine that more people would get addicted. The fact is, the statistics seem to prove otherwise. However, that makes some sense to me. But even if you were to reduce, if you were to decriminalize the war on marijuana, decriminalize the use of marijuana, what you would see is the war on drugs would diminish anyway, because it's financed by marijuana. More than half of the drug arrests in the United States are marijuana arrests. That feeds the judicial system and allows this whole machinery of the war on drugs to go after the other stuff. That's the reason, one of the reasons, that the politicians don't want to legalize marijuana use, because they know that then it's going to be much more difficult for them to go after, you know, heroin and crack and things like that.
I understand that. Well, in reference to your last caller, by the way, I'm one of the people. I'm on AskHeritage.org. That's where I'm at.
What's that?
And I am actually, for anybody out there in Charleston listening, I'm going to run actually for my district. And I am completely, utterly, and totally against spending. I am completely, utterly for Mark Sanford's telling them to take it and shove it. We're not. You cut it, don't spend it. And I haven't had a person, politician on either side of the aisle, because there was Republican, Democrat, tell me how you save money or how you spend your way out of a recession.
Now, it sounds really good. It sounds really good. And would you be willing to take the
Government pledge?
The small government pledge where you would not vote for any new spending? And you would vote to downsize the government?
I would vote to downsize the government. Listen, guys, we listen to the people.
Every issue, every time?
Yeah, not about every issue, every time.
Take the pledge, my friend.
We hear the unions all the time. We listen to the car dealers.
I'm afraid we don't have time to get into the details. But here's what you should do.
Give us your name, real quick.
No, I'm not getting into details. But what I'm saying is, they're coming down hard on unions. And
we're out of time, my friend. Hour three is coming up. Thanks for the call. Good luck. Hour three coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.